New plan this morning to tackle the so-called rape culture at our universities. We have a report that claims one in five students at Melbourne universities are sexually harassed. That's 20%, of course. Now, the Student Association here and ACC have teamed up to tackle the issue in this country. Student Association President Jonathan Gee is with us. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So that's Melbourne, I gave, 20%, because those are the only stats I have. Do we have stats here? Do we know how big an issue it is or not?
Yeah, no, we don't have stats on the prevalence of sexual violence, unfortunately, here in New Zealand. Though what we've done in terms of research is we've been looking at the experiences of sexual violence and rape culture here in New Zealand. So we're about to launch a report, actually, in about 2 weeks' time. So I guess very timely, given sort of the Melbourne experience.
What is rape culture?
Rape culture is basically I think it's about healthy relationships, consent, and sort of this sort of perception of, I think, particularly with women, around considering them sexual objects and that sort of stuff. So it's sort of tied into sexual harassment and sexual violence as well.
Because I worry about the word culture. The culture infers that when you enter the university environment, there's this omnipresent thing that hangs over the place, and that's not true, is it?
Well, I don't think it's just within university culture. It's actually across all of society. So you saw this, you know, quite a few months ago in Wellington College and a few other places within high schools as well. And I think it's across society. So it is definitely a culture, I think, in terms of rape culture. And, you know, we hear about, in society all these issues around sexual violence. So I think there is definitely rape culture within our society as a whole.
Where's ACC fit into this?
So ACC has agreed to partner with us financially to support us in our work around creating a behaviour change within within tertiary community.
And what about the role of the university? Where do you see the role of the university? Is it their problem because it's their university, or is there a life within the campus that you need to deal with in that sense?
Yes, I think there are two things there. I think firstly there's an opportunity just to, as tertiary communities, there's an opportunity there to educate students in terms of healthy relationships and consent education, and particularly, you know, within that first year experience through halls of residence. So there's an opportunity there. I think secondly, though, I think it's about institutions building up their sexual violence and sexual harassment policies and making sure that they're fit for purpose, that, you know, if there is someone who's had claims that they have been sexually abused by somebody, that they know who to go to, they've got the support there, the support services are there, and they know the process, and that they're looked after throughout that process.
Appreciate your time, Jonathan. Jonathan Gee, who's the New Zealand Student Association President.